Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, it's a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with myself and Thunder Rosa. We get into the big victory for Powerhouse Hobbs on Wednesdays. Also, my power rankings as well. I rank 5-1, all that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. We talk about it a lot here, and it's something that aggravates the shit out of me when I see it, and that's why sometimes you just have to stay off of social media. I don't think people really understand how much you love pro wrestling, how much it means to you and your family, and that it's killing you not being able to step into the ring, especially like you said, you know, this week on the West Coast where you started from. It, you know, I don't think people really understand. People are very flippant when it comes to social media and they post stuff, and I don't think they really understand how much words can hurt. So,
you know, I was listening to Joe Rogan this week, and he talked about like the amount of pressure that he goes through because he's super famous, right? And all the scrutiny that he goes through. He said that he completely stopped reading the comments because there was at a point in where he's going through a lot of stress, and like just adding more salt to the wound, like it wouldn't help him with anything. And I'm just like, you know, that's one of the reasons why I have somebody managing my social media, like especially Twitter. I don't have Twitter on my phone, like at all. Like I don't every time I get the stuff, I have, you know, Tony Allen, shout out. He's listening to us in Monterrey, Mexico. He's the one who reads all that stuff. So I can't imagine how much pressure and how much like stuff he's going through too, because you know we work together and we're colleagues and friends, and he knows how some of this stuff had affected many things in my career, because you know somebody said perspective is, you know, the truth or something, but it's not. Like, you don't understand some of the struggles that some of us go through, and I know I'm not the only one who's gone through this. There's some other female wrestlers too that they have actually disconnected or actually have taken time off because it's been really detrimental to their mental health. And, you know, it hurts because I had to make a decision for my health. Like, and it was how I was going to return to the ring. I want to return completely healthy. I don't want to get re-injured. I get there, I do two matches, and like, it's something else because I didn't train properly to get back in the ring. I've been gone for 7 months, David. It's not like I was gone for 2 months. It's been 7 months. So it's retraining everything, your body, like, you know, taking, jumping, landing. The most important is the landing part, right? Because we are like, and I'm going to get it to like the ladder match that I saw this Wednesday. There was moments in that ladder match. And I can tell you, David, my heart dropped as I was doing commentating. My heart drops because one millimeter that they landed wrong, they could have been paralyzed. I'm not talking about having a concussion only. I mean, that's very serious too. Being paralyzed for 1 second, one mishap. This is not, we're not doing Zumba here, guys. We're putting our bodies through hell every single night we step in the ring. So that's why it's so important when you come and watch a show, when before you say something stupid and ignorant about a wrestler because they quote unquote botch a move, think about how dangerous could have been. Some people have broken their necks during matches. Bryan Danielson, all the concussions that he received, you know, perfect example now that he's going to be on Revolution. Things happen in a split of a second. And for people to be so disgusting and say things that, you know, oh, they're faking it. Oh, they just don't want to wrestle. No, I wish you would have been where we've been and gone through the hell that we've been through. And questioning ourselves when we're like, damn, like, am I going to be able to be as good as I was when I left? It's a lot. It's a lot. So just imagine, we have to be, regardless of all that circumstances, we have to show kindness, because that's the one thing we have left, is showing kindness to everyone. Because if we, like, you know, pinpoint and be like, oh my God, like, I'm going to go in and respond to everyone, this is not going to do anything for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just got me fired up.
No, but you know what gave me the most anxiety on Wednesday watching that ladder match?
What?
Was Hobbs on the tippy top of that ladder.
Like, and that thing was like, it was half broken, by the way.
Yeah, and this isn't like a Jeff Hardy or a Sammy Guevara that's on the very top of the ladder. This is a guy that's like, you know, 300 pounds of pure muscle standing on the tippy top of the ladder, and not only standing on the tippy top of the ladder where he's able to balance himself, but now reaching up to grab. I'm like, my heart like stopped, because I mean, imagine that. And then you're seeing the ladder, like, it was definitely a scary moment on Wednesday.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, everybody. Christopher Mad Dog Russo here. Familiar? You should be. Well, now you can catch Mad Dog's Daily Bite each day as a podcast, where you'll hear my thoughts and opinions on the biggest topics around the world of sports. NFL, baseball, golf, NBA, even the hockey. That you know you can count on. That's Mad Dog's Daily Bite. Drops daily anywhere you get your podcasts. And you can also hear me weekdays 3 to 6 Eastern on Mad Dog Unleashed, Sirius XM Channel 82, or anytime on the SXM app.
It is now time for your wrestler of the week. So who do you have?
Okay, let me start. So seeing him coming out on Wednesday, it brought me back to when I met him at All Pro Wrestling in Hayward, California, when he was tag team with someone. That guy, when he started wrestling, he was a little twig. Tiny, tiny, tiny. He just wanted to, you know, make it big and everything. He got real big. You know, real, real big. And he's been on the grind for, I don't know, like 12, 13, 14 years. And AEW was the place where he was able to get an opportunity. And this is in a very difficult time of his life, you know, personal and professional. I think he just lost his job during the pandemic. And he was going to do a lot of extra work with AEW. And he got signed at AEW during the pandemic. So during all this time, he's been able to, you know, work on his craft, work on and everything. He was in the stable, then he wasn't on the stable. And now he's on his own, and he has his own book, and he's writing his history on that book. And that is Hobbs. Powerhouse Hobbs is my wrestler of the week. It was pretty amazing to see him be the face of Revolution on Wednesday.
Yep.
That match was probably, I was very scared for everyone and everybody's lives during that. It was really intense. Like, definitely was really, really intense. And I think it's kind of cool that for the first time you can see like three big powerhouses, you know, no pun intended, to face each other. You know, it's him, Samoa Joe, and remind me who it is.
Well, I mean, he's gonna face either Samoa Joe or Wardlow next week on Dynamite.
Yes.
Whoever wins that match on Sunday at Revolution.
Yeah, so it was really cool to see them three in there. And then I love the fact that he's sitting after he won it. He sits there and he's just watching them both. He's not trying to be confrontational. So I don't know. He's been through a lot, and it was really, really cute to like in backstage, he had two of his kids. And I remember seeing his kid when he was like 5 years old, and he's taller than him now. And just for his kids to be able to see this, that, he's just showing by example that you just have to work hard, like super, super hard when the odds are against you. And I think for him, like for many years, I feel like he felt like the odds were against him. And wrestling here in Northern California too, it's something very difficult, because I feel like a lot of us got stuck here for many years, and we had to leave this area in order to make something out of our careers. And he was one of them. And like I said, he bet on himself, and now he's gonna have a huge match, you know, coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean I'm really happy for Hobbs. You know, he's been a guest on this show many, many times. I consider him a friend. You know, he's come out to a lot of our nation parties that we've had. He's always so accommodating, always so kind. I felt a little bad about the moment on Wednesday, because a lot of people are talking about, you know, the ladder and how the ladder was situated. And, you know, that's not Hobbs's fault, like, you know, because that was such a great moment for him on Wednesday. And, you know, to do it in California, to do it in front of like his hometown, to do it in front of those fans were so behind him on Wednesday. And you would know better than me, because you were on the microphone doing the call. Like that crowd was crazy behind Hobbs on Wednesday night.
No, it was. It was. And of course it was. I mean, I can tell you like 25% of the crowd that was there, like they've seen us grow. Like they've seen him in small shows where you can only fit 50 people at IPW, or when we were doing the shows here at like super close to Daly City for the APW wars that we used to have there. And there was maybe 500 people, and you're like wrestling in front of thousands of people now. It probably one of the most important matches of your life. Of course, they're going to be behind you. They're so excited to see us, you know, become who we're becoming. And the fact that, again, he's the way that he's accommodating to people, he hasn't changed much in terms of like his kindness, and like, he's not like, you know, I'm all that or having an attitude. Like he knows where he comes from. He doesn't forget that, because I think that's so important, especially when you're trying to reach the next level. It's the thing that continues to push you to become better, and also to like be thankful and grateful for all the opportunities that you have.
Yeah, and I hope now they're gonna let Hobbs loose, because to me he's the top guy, and you know he could be a monster heel. And I hope they do that. I really do. I hope, you know, he has this big match coming up. Obviously, Wardlow and Samoa Joe for that TNT championship on Sunday at Revolution. And then Hobbs is going to face whoever comes out the victor in that match. So, Thunder, who do you think between Joe and Wardlow on Sunday, who do you think's coming out as TNT champion?
I would like to see Wardlow again. I think I'm not going to say much, but I would like to see Wardlow.
No, and we had Wardlow on the show, and you know, on Wednesday, and we talked about his dad and the sit down that he had with Jim Ross, and I talked about my dad passing from cancer, and we talked about it on the air on Wednesday, and he got super emotional because it's real life, and I'm glad that he kind of talked about that a little bit more, because Wardlow was, a year ago, Wardlow was hotter than anybody. And then he was off of TV for a long time, but now he's back and he's kind of got to build his way back to where he was a year ago. But Bully said something on the show yesterday that really grabbed me. And the fact that maybe it was a blessing in disguise, because Wardlow was very Goldberg like a year ago. Yeah. But now he took it to another level, because he left himself open. Now you have an emotional connection. It's not just getting into the Wardlow chants and seeing him just, you know, powerbomb people. Now you have a reason to really get behind him. Now you have a reason to cheer for him. Cancer affects everybody and affects every family. Now you have that emotional connection with Wardlow, and I really think this is the beginning of something even bigger for Wardlow after Sunday at Revolution.
Yeah, I really do hope so. I mean, he's definitely one of those guys, just like a powerhouse, who's worked so hard to be where he's at. And like, he's always has that attitude, and where he just want to be part of it. He wants to like just help out as much as possible. Like, you know, for me, when he won the championship was really cool, you know, because he's worked so hard, and you guys can see it on his body. You guys can see it on his promos. And even in this one, like, you don't see him as being one dimensional, right?
Yeah.
And that's so important for any character on TV. You cannot be one dimensional, because then it's very hard to like take you out of like one thing and put you in another, or like just switch the narrative on stuff. So like I said, for me, I would like for him to win, but if it's gonna be of like a story where it's gonna be brutal, definitely Samoa Joe will be better for Hobbs. But I think it's like two underdogs, which is Hobbs and I'm blanking out today, man.
Wardlow.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm foggy. It's 8:09 in the morning and I haven't eaten anything. So Wardlow, we're talking about Wardlow. I apologize.
Why aren't you eating? I sound like your grandma.
It was 5:45 in the morning when I woke up. Sorry, Wardlow, but like I was saying, there's two like underdogs, but they're not really underdogs. They're huge. But it's like they have had an opportunity, but it's not like it's not there yet. You know, it's just, man, it's very, very hard to like explain. Like if you haven't been in that situation, it's really hard for me to explain it without being emotional and like putting my own 2 cents in it. So, but I really do hope they have an opportunity to showcase what they're really all about, Hobbs and Wardlow. Like I think they should let them do that, because they're in like home talent.
Yeah,
and it's so important. It's so important to push people that are part, and they were at the beginning, and they were part of the creation of AEW.
Yeah, and I listen, if I were to make a prediction, which I guess I am right now, I think Wardlow's capturing that championship on Sunday at Revolution. By the way, on paper, this card on Sunday should be fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to it. Looking forward to that match. I'm looking forward to the Texas Death Match. And I'm looking forward to MJF and Bryan Danielson. Thunder, are you ready to get back out to the Busted Open Nation? A lot of people want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm looking pretty today. I'm going to tell you, this lighting is really good.
I got to say, Thunder, you know, we're going to be putting videos out after the show. You do. You look fantastic. You haven't eaten anything, but you definitely look fantastic this morning, Thunder.
Thank you.
Boy, that was an example of chasing a hug. My goodness. Yes. you look great, Thunder, today. Let's go out to Jason in Chicago. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Thunder.
Good morning.
One of my favorite moments, Dave, is meeting wrestlers, meeting Thunder Rosa and sitting down with her at a Freelance Underground show one time, just talking to her for 20 minutes and just, wow, you know, just having fun with her.
How you been, man? I just recognize your voice. How you been? The funny thing is I was thinking about you. This man, this guy, he comes. What are the name of your two friends? You come with two guys all the time.
Oh, I come with my friend Will and his nephew Calvin.
Yeah, those three guys, man. They every single time I'm there in Chicago, like they treated me like family. And they're like, they cry with me, they hug me. We like, you know, tell each other like good words, and it's like we always, you know, start everything where we left off. So thank you guys, I love you. And I was like, the funny thing is I was just thinking about you three because I saw some pictures and some videos from my vlogs.
Oh yes, I always miss you. I hope you come back soon, and all those haters about you, Thunder, they can come to Chicago and your little Chicago gang can beat them all up for you.
Thank you guys.
You know what, Dave, Jason? Yes, Jason. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I don't condone violence, but if that happens, it happens. But go ahead, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Yes,
and thank you for this show, Dave. I've been listening to you for a long time. I got to meet you last year at the All Out weekend. And I've been listening to you since you've been on here for like 2 days. And just thank you for everything. And I just want to say I'm looking forward for the MJF match this weekend. Yeah. I hope it's a winner. I'm hoping Bryan can maybe win the belt before he retires and just cement his his reputation in wrestling as being just a great superstar. I'm going to hang up so everybody else can get on. But thank you, guys. Love you all, and have a great day.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate phone calls like that. We still have more calls to get to. Plus, we got to get to my power rankings as well. We'll do my power rankings, and then I'm really looking forward to talking to Mecha Wolf at 11:30 this morning. So we still have a lot to do before we say goodbye on a Friday, Thunder.
No, I don't want to say goodbye. I miss you guys every week. I'm always looking forward to Friday. This is the moment I get to talk to all of you guys. All of you. All of you. And by the way, I was in Arizona last week. You know how many people came to me and say, I love Busted Open? You know how many people came to me?
How many people?
From around where I was, it was around 20, 25 people.
Nice. I'm glad they were big in Arizona.
No, we are big in Arizona. It's like with your support, guys, we're able to do this show and we're able to do so many wonderful things for all of you fans. And I think there's a lot more to come. And I'm super excited, working with you guys, because, I always have some crazy ideas about things that we can do to really reach all our fans from everywhere. Like, I love you guys. Like, you guys have helped me realize how important it is to have community and a positive community. And I think Busted Open is definitely a very positive community.
I'm Jake Mintz.
And I'm Jordan Schusterman, and we are the hosts of Baseball Barbacast.
I've been eating 1,000 grapefruits a day while Jordan is trying to touch a cactus with his bare hands, and that can only mean one thing. It's spring training time.
I am in Arizona. He is in Florida. We got all kinds of spring training content for you on this lovely podcast, and you should join us. Download the Baseball Barbacast on the SXM app, available with all of our trials and popular plans, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That's BARBcast.
It really should be the Orange League.
Dave LaGreca has always thought highly of his power rankings.
I am a generational talent.
Seriously.
I am standing on the mountain of omnipotence, and the view is phenomenal.
He gives you who's rising.
Acknowledge me.
And who's falling.
You look at yourself in the mirror, you realize you're not as good as you think you are.
And if you don't like it,
you suck.
Here they come.
Cross your fingers, cross your toes, because here it goes.
The Dave LaGreca Weekly Power Rankings.
And that's entertainment.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Thunder Rosa. First, I want to thank the Busted Open Nation. What a great show this morning. But this, Thunder, is when things go south, because when it comes to my power rankings, there are people that hate it, and there are a couple people that like it. And I usually, Thunder, you agree with my power rankings from time to time.
Let me tell you, I read it and then I was like, I'm out.
Wow, wait a second, Paul spoiled my power rankings to you?
Yeah, but I'm going to wait until you give them, and I'm just going to be like, just scratch my head.
Okay, you do that. And while you're scratching your head, I'm going to give my 5-1. And we start at number 5, and at number 5... we go back to Dynamite from this past Wednesday.
And Helsley Basil!
Wow! What the hell?
Danhausen has done it!
Danhausen and freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy!
Danhausen and Orange Cassidy! They join Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal and the Acclaimed in challenging Austin and Colton Gunn for the AEW World Tag Team Championship!
At number 5, I have Orange Cassidy and Danhausen. First, Orange Cassidy, 2 wins on Dynamite. Not 1, but 2 wins on Dynamite. And Danhausen, we've been waiting for a moment from Danhausen. We got it on Wednesday. So at number 5, Orange Cassidy and Danhausen. At number 4, we go back to Tuesday night in your main event.
And Hayes to the top. Hayes looking down. Called his shot.
Oh, yes.
But Nick. And when he shoots, he don't miss.
Here is your winner from Mello, Hayes.
Mello is money, and that is Carmelo Hayes at number 4 from NXT this past Tuesday. Also from NXT is my number 3.
Stacy, you don't know the 1/100th of what I've been through. You say you're the last woman standing, but I have been knocked down time and time again, but I have gotten right back up. And next week at Roadblock, bring everything you have. It won't be enough, because I will take every ounce of pain, suffering, and rage that I have built up inside of me to hammer the final nail in the coffin of Toxic Attraction.
Yeah, Gigi got me. I mean, what a great promo from Tuesday night, and I can't wait for Roadblock next week on Tuesday for NXT. At number two, a name we just talked about from Wednesday night.
Hobbs did it! There he is, Joe. Powerhouse Hobbs in the shadow of his hometown.
All right, Powerhouse Hobbs at number two. And at number one, we go back to Monday Night Raw.
Trish Stratus is helping out now. Trish with a tick kick. Down goes Bayley. Becky Lynch now to help out. Kai neutralized by the man. Make a little more history, Lita. Lita Salt hooks the leg for the championship. She got it.
Here are your winners. And the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Becky Lynch.
All right, my power rankings for this week. At number five, Orange Cassidy and Danhausen. At number four, Carmelo Hayes. At number three, Gigi Dolan. At number two, Powerhouse Hobbs. And at number one, Becky Lynch and Lita, your new tag team champions. What do you think,
Thumb? Not impressed with your power rankings.
What? What don't you like? Come on, let's hear it.
Well, first of all, I wanted the Lucha Brothers to win, but you know, that's me. That was my.
Yeah, but they didn't.
I don't know. I just feel like, what do you think they're gonna do with the tag team titles for the new winners? You know, it's just like, again, it's just been really hard to like. Just be behind the storylines or the lack of storylines for the tag team titles. And you have, I don't know, man.
I know what, Thunder, I get where you're coming from, because, and I even mentioned this on Tuesday morning with Bully. I hate it. And the WWE does this a lot, though not lately, but they did it. They've done it a lot in the past where they just throw two people together and then they become champions. Here you have, you know, Io Sky and Dakota Kai, who have been your champions for a while, though, you know, I just haven't really gotten into that team at all, or Damage Control in general. But you throw Lita and Becky together and, you know, here they are for no rhyme or reason. They're thrown together. They're working for the first time ever. You know, why did they get the opportunity, number one, to get a championship opportunity? That's number one. And then they beat Dakota Kai and Io Sky the first time that they're working together. It's a tough pill to swallow, but at the same time, it is WrestleMania season. They must have big plans for both Lita and Becky. I think most likely we're going to see a six-woman tag with Becky, Lita, and Trish going up against all three members of Damage Control at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. But I understand what you're saying. It hurts Dakota Kai and Io Sky, and it hurts those tag team championships that you're just throwing two people together and having them win. That being said, it was a very cool moment on Monday night, and congratulations to Lita. You know, after years and years of her last title run, she has another title with the WWE.
I mean, that's definitely cool, you know, because like even in the commentary, they're like, oh, my God, Lita's going to make history again and all that. So that's awesome. I'm not going to discredit that. But I think I don't know, man. It's and I told you this, it's a frustration that I had for a couple months. It's just like I feel that storylines with the women, besides, you know, having Rhea Ripley with the Judgment Day and Beth Phoenix and Edge. Like, there's no really storylines with the women right now. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to lead this into the promo with our XCon and Charlotte, you know, Dominic and Charlotte is, well, you can play it if you want so I can talk more about it if you haven't listened to it.
Oh, let's hear it.
She's
Paul.
Strong. She's real strong. When she hugs me, she damn near breaks my back. And when she makes sweet...
Whoa. I have a real Latino man at home that calls me mommy. With a much thicker accent. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Wow. Good for yeah. Charlotte.
For Charlotte. So, okay, my point is that there's no really like story. I mean, we have what, a month left before the big show? And I just don't feel like they had made an effort to like really have more emotional connection matches or storylines with the women. Yeah, like this two talk about like who they have in bed and whatever. And it's just what brings me like, can the women have like real stories without having other men involved in the storylines? Or is it like because sex sells and like let's have like let's talk about, you know, make, you know, all these things, which is cool. Like it's a cool and it's viral. It goes viral. I get it. But I feel like we need more like in-depth things that are lasting a little longer. I don't know. I'm frustrated about this.
Well, I understand where your frustration comes from, especially like with a lot of storylines in wrestling when it comes to women. It's more of like this catty stuff that's going on as opposed to like real life storylines that are emotionally invested in that could really carry. I think when it comes to Rhea and Charlotte, those are two athletes that are so great. Maybe they're thinking they don't really need a story, right? Maybe it's just like mm-hmm. they've wrestled each other before at WrestleMania. It was that WrestleMania 36 that was during the pandemic. But maybe they're looking at it in a way that they don't really need a big story. But I agree with you. I think across the board when it comes to the women, they should have more deeper storylines than surface storylines, which seems to happen when it comes to women across the board in pro wrestling.
Yeah, and I just don't know. I think Rhea is on another level now than when she was when she faced Charlotte the last
Agreed.
Time. Like, she's Agreed. Another animal. And, like, I think at this point, because of like, all the time that Charlotte took off, and it's just, like, she developed so well that she's just, like, she's a badass on her own. Like, you don't need Dominic to talk about how good she's in bed or whatever. Like, yeah, I love them together. Don't get me wrong. And I know some people are going to hate me for this, but... Rhea, she has the right to have her own storyline, regardless if she's with the Judgment Day. I'm just saying.
No, I listen, but and she's the star. By the way, she's the star of the Judgment Day. Dom's been doing a great job as a heel, and the fans hate Dom, which is his job. But I think you would agree, Thunder, that Rhea is really the star in the Judgment Day right now.
No, she is. She definitely is. And like I was saying, she's the leader of that. And like, I'm excited to see how this match is going to go in WrestleMania. And also, I will like to see how they're going to develop. If you say there's going to be a 3-on-3 on WrestleMania, how this match is going to go. And what are we going to see? Because, yeah, I'm just going to.
I mean, Lita and Becky can't be tag champions for long because I don't know how long Lita's going to stick around for. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.